Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And amen. Revelation chapter number 13. We see this chapter. I won't get a lot of this chapter today. I want to give an introduction, if you will, about the Antichrist, because he's introduced here again in this chapter. We'll get some detail about him and the holy, I call it the unholy Trinity, is shown here in Revelation 13. We'll look at that more next week. Of course, you know the unholy Trinity, that's Satan, Lucifer, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. They're all revealed here in this chapter. But this morning I want to look at the Antichrist. Just give you an introduction before we get into the study of the chapter. Just who he is. Now I don't know who he is personally. There's over the many centuries, the Antichrist has been named. People thought they knew who the Antichrist was. Obviously the Pope all through the ages has been named as the Antichrist. Now he would be an Antichrist, but he's not the Antichrist. Okay. Other great figures in history, we think of Nero, of Caesar. People attributed Hitler. Many people, when Hitler was there in the World War II and the Jews, and as they were being, you know, slaughtered, many great Bible scholars said Hitler is the Antichrist. They actually, somehow they did numbers, numerology, and how they would, some of you are familiar with this, like Stalin, they would attribute certain numbers to it, letters of their names, and somehow it would equal 666. You know, same way with Hitler. All these great figures of history that we call the infamous figures that are evil men, wicked men, people have attributed him to be the Antichrist. When Obama was president, I knew some preachers that thought Obama was the Antichrist. Now, he would be an Antichrist. You know, anybody opposed to Christ is an Antichrist. You realize that. Probably there's some government officials in our leading our nation now would be an Antichrist, some of the policies they're making, but they're not the Antichrist. I don't know who the Antichrist is. At all. I want to read something from a fellow. I'm hesitant to give his name, but most of you would know him. I used to get his periodicals all the time. Marv Rosenthal, Zion's Fire. And he used to believe many, many years ago about the imminent coming of Jesus Christ, and he changed quite a few years ago his theology concerning the coming of Christ, and he no longer believes that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. He believes that we're going to go through most of the tribulation period. He believes that we're going to see the Antichrist and see these things that are being revealed. And because of that, a lot of people have followed him. And I mean, a lot of people. And I just want to read a quote from him before I get into the study of the Antichrist from one of his magazines. Since we're in Revelation 13, here's what he says. Revelation 13 is all about the ultimate demonic attack against the very character of God, his son, and believers worldwide. You have to know his frame of thought. He believes that we as believers will be here during the tribulation period until the seventh trumpet is his thought. Okay. He continues in writing, one of the most important lessons America's young warriors are taught in their military is this, quote, never underestimate the enemy, unquote. What's a good quote? Never underestimate the enemy. To make that mistake can lead to disaster. Then he makes a statement. To think that during the Great Tribulation, when hell breaks loose on earth, the church will not be present, will be a grave error in judgment. Again, he makes that statement. He believes that the saved people will be here on the earth during the tribulation period. And if we think that we're going to be taken out before the tribulation period, will be making a grave error in judgment. Okay. The God of creation and redemption is truly transparent. He holds nothing back of things concerning that which his children have genuine need. He reveals the details of the conflict of the ages, even the very difficult details, so one generation of believers, who he believes would be us, can be prepared and not to be caught off guard when those things come to pass. In other words, he's simply saying that we need to be ready for the tribulation period. Okay, you know by now, I don't believe it at all, that we're not going to through any part of the tribulation period. I'm looking for Jesus to come today. And if I believed the way that Marv Rosenthal and others believe, if I believed that so strongly as they do, according to his statement, I would be preparing for the tribulation period. Because he talks about seeing the mark of the beast and where you're not going to be able to buy and sell. If I really believe that, I would have a stock room of water, cases of water, a bunch of Vienna sausage, beanie weenies, crackers or something. You know what I'm saying? I would be prepared to go through the tribulation if I believe that. Are you following? Again, I want to get this thing about the Antichrist. We are never taught to look for the Antichrist. Not one verse of Scripture is ever taught in the Word of God about looking for the Antichrist. However, numerous Scriptures teach us to look for the Christ. Looking for that blessed hope. We're to look to Him. And talks about waiting for Him. We're never taught to wait for the Antichrist. We're taught to wait for Him. And to me, the most convincing argument of all, and we're going to move on from now, we'll move on from here. And if you don't agree with me, well, you've been wrong before. Okay? You're wrong if you don't agree with me on this one. The most convincing argument is found in Revelation 22. When Jesus says, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Then He says, the last thing Jesus says, and how do I know? Because it's written in red. Surely I come quickly. As soon as he said that, John the apostle, who wrote all these things down, he made this statement, even so come, Lord Jesus, amen. If that doesn't convince you that Jesus Christ can come in any moment, nothing else can. John saw these things. We're going through the book, and John wrote these down, and he saw the sequence of these things have taken place. And if Jesus would have to come, if Jesus would come after the Antichrist, he would not have said, even so come Jesus. He would have said, come, even so come Antichrist, so that Jesus could come. Does that make sense to y'all? I ain't very educated, but that's just common sense to me. In the writings of Scripture, we see it so clear that we're to be looking for the coming of Christ. Let me give you one other just popped in my mind. Paul the Apostle talked about the resurrection, that the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ in his lifetime. We should be looking for the coming of Christ in our lifetime. Amen and amen. And if we believe, and I do, and I believe most all of you do, believe that Jesus Christ could come today, if we believe that, then we must of necessity believe that the Antichrist is somewhere here on this earth. Even though he's not been revealed, he must be somewhere walking around on this earth if we believe that Jesus Christ could come today. Amen? Are you following the thought? Not, you know, I had to be a brain surgeon to put those things together. Okay? So, when we look at the Antichrist this morning, there are different names that are attributed to him. I found eight. There may be more. But I found eight names that, in Scripture, that are attributed to the Antichrist. Daniel chapter number 7. I gave this to Kyler. I don't know if he can put it up on the screen or not. But Daniel chapter number 7 and verse number 8. The Antichrist is called the little horn. And I considered the horns, and behold, there came among them another little horn, before whom there was three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great things. Speaking of the Antichrist, we're going to talk about him just again about speaking great things. But in Daniel, he's called a little horn.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.